to the positive declaration of what the Synod of Dort understood concerning what the Father does. God's will is the ultimate will. He is sovereign. And he exercised his will in eternity. From all eternity, he chose to love whom he chose to love. From all eternity, he chose to pass by others. He exercised his free will. And nothing can hold back or stop his will. And so the concern is, well, what about my child? I don't know about you, but we lost three children. My wife, we have three children in heaven. One's name is Faith, one is Hope, and one is Love. And so we're looking forward one day to meeting those three young little ones. What about them? Are they saved? What is their status? Especially during this time, infant mortality rate was high. And so many people lost children in infants. And so what about those? Well, how do I know whether they're saved? I don't have any outward expression. I don't see any way to discern that. And the answer to the question is, because, read it there again, since we are to judge of the will of God from His Word. In other words, we understand because God has revealed Himself that He has set aside, He has set apart from the world, the children of believers. Because of the covenant of grace with the believer, the promise to that believer is the children belong to God as well. And so it says, in virtue of the covenant of grace, in which they, together with their parents, are comprehended in that relationship with God, in that covenant of grace. Godly parents ought not to doubt the election and salvation of their children, whom it pleases God to call out of this life in their infancy. And that is because of the promise of God. It is God's promise. It is God's grace. And notice the passages that are referenced here. Genesis chapter 17, which speaks of Abraham and his faith. And the identification of that faith was by the implementation of circumcision. That child, 8 days old, was included as part of the covenant people of God. Also in Acts 2:39, we consider that in the past, where Peter says, this promises to you and to your children. He understood and connected the promise to Abraham, to the believers there in Jerusalem and their children. And also 1 Corinthians 7:14, where Paul says that the children of believers are set apart, are clean, are distinguished from the world by God. And so there is great comfort in knowing that that God, who speaks His word, keeps His word. His words are yes and amen. Secondly, notice the statement is, what about those who oppose the truth? Those who murmur at the free grace of election and the just severity of reprobation. How do we answer them? Those that find fault with this biblical doctrine, this truth revealed by God. We respond, nay, O man, who do you think you are that you speak against God? Just because you say it doesn't make it true. God says it and He makes it true, but you and I are not God. And so God, let God be true and every man a liar. As Jesus said, is it not lawful for me to do what I will? It's His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so our response should be to these truths. It should lead us to humility. It is by grace that I'm saved. I remember many, many years ago, I read a series of sermons by Charles Spurgeon on election and reprobation. And as I read those sermons, the thing that it caused me to do is to get on my knees and to cry out, Lord, have mercy on my soul. Lord, have mercy on my soul. I was a believer already, but I was still brought to my knees and, It is only by grace. It is only by grace that I am saved. It's not based on me or my faith or my good works or anything. It is only by the electing love of the Father. It is only by the redemption of Christ. It is only by the work of the Holy Spirit that I'm saved. Oh, Lord, save me. Oh, Lord, have mercy on us. It caused me to bow my knee and to acknowledge that I need God. I need God's grace. And then secondly, to rejoice that he has revealed these mysteries to us. And so we find there declared, if you will, the full counsel of God. For of God and through God and unto God and his glory are all things. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen.